This is Audio Canvas. I'm Elise Fitzsimmons. Each week, I will take you into the workshops of artists at Anderson Ranch Art Center during its historic 50th anniversary. We will hear how the artists are contributing to the Anderson Ranch Summer of Excellence.
Well, I think art should be illegal and punishable by death. And only those willing to die for their art would prevail.
That's Tom Sachs, internationally acclaimed New York-based contemporary artist who is fully committed to art and the artistic process.
This is something that we do because we love to do it. It's the only way.
Over the past two decades, Sachs has re-examined everyday commodities with a focus on transparency and authenticity.
Well, we live in an age where the best-made things ever, like an iPhone, have no evidence of a human being ever having touched them. The only advantage the artist has over industry is his or her fingerprints. The idea that I was here, I am somebody, I exist.
Examples of the artisanal hand can be found in nearly every piece of his work. From a 10-foot-tall bronze crying Hello Kitty painted over with white automotive paint, you may remember similar pieces, Miffy Fountain and My Melody, on display at the entrance of the Westin Hotel in Snowmass. To the Hermes Value Meal, a McDonald's Big Mac container, soda, and fries on a lunch tray, all crudely made from real cardboard Hermes packaging. As an active participant in consumer culture, he finds conflict.
I think that makes my journalistic approach have more teeth because I'm not just a hater. I love the way Chanel makes my wife's ass look, but I hate the way its advertising contributes to her body dysmorphia. I'm frustrated by how the abject is celebrated at such a high level to the point where it eclipses quality, integrity, and love.
He sees some art as luxury goods as well. Sachs explains a recent trip to the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Okay, so when I was at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, I was taken by the fact that everything there had been made by someone like me for a dead rich white guy. Pharaoh, hedge fund, boss, whatever. Except for when I went to the African department, I saw that all the things there were made by makers for use in their community. And I was really taken by how ritual played a more meaningful part in the lives of those, of the people who made those things and the lives of the objects themselves. And it really doesn't matter what the activity is, but that it's repeated every day is sort of how we define ourselves. And that could be in the simple act of making something or in the act of utilizing it.
Tom Sachs' philosophy on mass consumption and the inherent relationship between objects and the humans that consume them can best be told through a pair of Gucci sunglasses.
What can I learn from Gucci sunglasses? So I bought a pair and I promptly lost them. And I realized in that moment that the $5 Gucci sunglasses were not fake Gucci sunglasses. They were just unauthorized. And those sunglasses that I left behind in the restaurant, I just kept going on with my day. But the $500 Gucci sunglasses owned me. And I owned the $5 ones. So there was a relationship shift that was really truly liberating. They each have their advantage. And I think it's important to come to terms with that, accept that, embrace it.
Sachs was once told that the reward for good work is more work. This piece of advice is not taken lightly.
Then some of us work hard so that we can have more work dumped upon us. And once we kind of come to terms with the reality of the work that we have to do that's before us is the work that we have to do that's before us, and there's nothing else. So the lucky ones of us are the ones who accept that. I don't want to say to enjoy it, but to embrace and accept it, because there is no future. There's only what's right before us. And if you want to know how your life's going to turn out, it's exactly the way it is right now.
Tom Sachs will be at Anderson Ranch this week, leading a two-day workshop to discuss art making as a prioritized ritual and how objects can transcend utility.
Tom Healy and I will be leading a seminar on ritual and making. The only prerequisite to be in the seminar is you have to be an artist where your priority is your art more so than anything else in your life, including your family. And that way we can talk about how art making, the work, is the ritual.
The question and answer section after both workshops are open to the public. To find out more, go to AndersonRanch.org.
Art needs to be something that helps bring us to a better place. And it's not about the money. It's about the experience.
I'm Elise Fitzsimmons. This is Audio Canvas.